Time for our weekly talk radio review, or some call it the talk radio roundup. Some people call it talk radio nonsense. You can help yourself. We're here to discuss the charts from Talkers Magazine from this past week, the stories and the people, week of October 14th to the 18th. As we prepare, I don't know what we're preparing for. Every week we're preparing for something different. Here to help me go through all of these things by the numbers, Rick Jensen, an outstanding performer in his own right. Just ask him. He's at WDEL.
Thank you.
Somebody's on a roll and we haven't stopped rocking.
Okay, calm down. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. I got something special for you, too, later on.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So at number 10, the passing of Elijah Cummings. I'm going to do what I always say I'm going to do and I never do, and that's actually go through the stories, then go back and maybe cherry pick a few of them. Number 9 story is the story of the police. A white cop kills a black woman. Number 8, Brexit. Number 7, the economy and what's going on in the stock market. I didn't think that was such a big story this week, frankly. GM and all of the, well, we'll talk about it. Number 6, see, that's what happens to me. I see something that's like a shiny penny, and I start, okay, let's talk about that. Nope, we're going to go through the list. Number 6, calm down, Victoria. LeBron James in the NBA and China and yada, yada. Number 5, gun control. Number 4, health care. Number 3, the presidential race. Number 2, troop withdrawal from Syria. Number 1, see, I would flip those around. My sense is, and it's only mine, I'm not doing the research the Talkers does, I think the troop withdrawal got more starch than the impeachment. I think the impeachment inquiry is already running out of steam. Am I?
Uh-oh, all right, so
yes, no, no, yes.
I think they're both big.
Yeah. Well, they are big. But maybe it's because the troop withdrawal is new, because I'm sick, frankly, of talking about the impeachment. It's the biggest load of blarney and garbage and nonsense and wasting my money as a taxpayer. I'm offended by it. I'm outraged by it. Anybody who is in the middle who analyzed what the Democrats were trying to do, and it isn't all of them, because there are some who realize, apparently without the rest of them understanding the jeopardy they put themselves in with people who are in the middle of the road. Even though, if you look at some of the polls, there's a suggestion that a lot of people want Trump to be impeached. They don't understand what impeachment is because we don't teach civics anymore in school. So the Bill Clinton thing and back in Richard Nixon's day when he was impeached, nobody knew what it was. They thought as soon as the president was impeached, they were out. They didn't even know what the political consequences of it is. I think it's become a go-to way to disrupt pretty much everything so nothing happens. And then these politicians can blame the other side. Look what they did. Look what they're doing. How could that be? And so on and on it goes. So whether he's never going to be impeached, it wouldn't, even if the Republicans who are PO'd at him this week because of Syria and the Turks and all that other stuff, even if they were angry at him, you don't have time to impeach him, really and truly.
I have a question for you. So do you include the Mulvaney press conference that created all this dust up with creative editing from Jim Acosta? Yes, I'm saying you got into creative editing. Did you include that into the whole impeachment topic?
Well, because it happened late in the week, maybe not so much. I thought, in terms of that input, Gordon Sondland, the ambassador to the European Union, said that Trump directed him and other diplomats to work with Rudy when it came to relations with Ukraine. On the surface, does that mean anything? No, just as he, so what? They're all supposed, isn't that what they do as diplomats, supposed to work with other diplomats? So the question about Trump and the phone call and all that, who was in the room, Bolton and his baloney, it's a red herring. It's every single president if you were really to scrutinize, you want to really scrutinize what these guys do, they all do what's in their own best interest. That's what comes first. And so whether it's Mulvaney.
I think there's a difference. I do have to interrupt you here, Doug.
No, go ahead.
I do think there's a difference between doing what is in the best interests of the country and doing what is in the best interests of your 2020 election campaign.
Who determines that, Victoria?
That is what is up to lawmakers, and to some extent it's up to the voting public. But I do think it's up to fairly sensible people, and to say who determines that is an interesting question. I don't think it's up to a president to determine that necessarily. We don't give carte blanche to a president to just willy-nilly decide absolutely everything. We simply don't do that when we elect somebody. And I don't think it's the case that every president has said, oh yes, let's have a G7 summit at my failing resort. Let's do that. Yeah, let's do that.
You know, that's a good point. And that's another thing, too. I know people can accuse me of being a Trump supporter, but I'm not. Some of the policies I think are great. And some not. If he does make a profit on having all these ambassadors and all these other foreign leaders come to his resort, and if they actually pay, doesn't that actually violate the Emoluments Clause? Isn't that actually a violation?
They all violate it. They all do what's in their own
self-interest. This is not okay. It's not okay.
Nobody said it was okay.
Whataboutism is not an answer. It's not an answer.
What's the answer?
Now, I'm sorry. You just can't play whataboutism. If we play whataboutism, this country and this republic is doomed.
All right. So here's what you really have to realize, in my mind. And I got off on this week.
We were going through the list.
And we did the list. We've already gone through the list.
Welcome to the show.
We're at impeachment. I think, and I may be the only one who has the balsam or is stupid enough to say this, Trump is a disturbed individual. He is troubled. He has depression issues. He has all kinds of mental, and people say, how can you know? Prove that. I don't have, it isn't what I prove or I don't prove. My observations are fairly accurate when it comes to talking to people, understanding people. Remember, I've been doing this for a long time. I've talked to thousands, tens of thousands of people over the course of the history of my radio broadcast career. I've been around a lot of people. I'm a good observer. I think Trump needs a lot of therapy, and that's a minimum. There's something about his, whether it's bipolar, whatever it is. And so what I'm saying or what I'm invecting into the conversation is something that doesn't get discussed, but yet should. The fact that we are treating him as we're trying to find normalcy here. The man isn't normal. And I'm not saying this is not negative. We have a big problem in this country, a big issue over the care and treatment of mental health problems. And whether there are some who think, oh, no, it's just he's a New Yorker and that's the way they are. Nah.
Well, I'm in New York and
here.
It's not the way they are. I'm in New York.
He's got an anger. He's got a deep seated problem. And to talk about him in a matter of fact way, like he does this, that or the other thing. If we really were going to deal with this the way we ought to deal with it. The Democrats ought to come up with a good candidate, which they don't have, and they should just make it their business to defeat him, because he is defeatable if you have a good candidate who is going to understand what the country needs. But the problem with the Democrats is they're all such damn self-serving zealots. There's not one of those people, with the exception of a couple, the woman from Hawaii, whose name I can't remember, maybe in 10 years, maybe she's going to have what it takes. But at the moment,
Well, she might, but there's so many on the stage. How would you know?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, that's true. The DNC would actually have to get organized about this. Allow me to offer something. We've all said something positive about Mayor Pete Buttigieg, correct? Yeah. And Doug, yeah. I know that you really admire this guy, right?
I like him. I don't think I want him to be president, at least not at the moment. But yeah, I think he's smart. I think he represents what we need in terms of change. We need to be more open. We need to be more understanding. I think he's got some good ideas. He's a little green, but yeah, I think he's okay.
Okay, so you know, most of us have an opinion.
What do you think of
him? I think he's well-spoken, and I think he could well represent the Democratic Party if the party would get together and get behind him. I do have a thought on how the Democrats can beat Trump, because I agree.
I want you to hold that thought. Let me write this down. How the Dems can beat, write this down, Doug, Trump.
Trump.
Right now, I want you to listen to me talk about how we can beat that problem around your waist, that expanding waistline. You're getting bigger and bigger and heavier, and you finally have your doctor, somebody said to you, your children said, Dad or Mom, you got to do something about this. Otherwise, you won't be able to enjoy your grandchildren because you'll be gonzo. If you are too big and you're trying to lose weight, you've been motivated to lose weight. May I help you? I'm going to motivate you even more because I want you to do it the safe way, the healthy way, and the only all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off is to use Calitren, Calotren. It is America's first choice for healthy weight loss. I'm very pleased to have been talking about them for the last couple of years. I've actually used the program myself when I get a little paunchy after the end of wintertime and not having as much exercise on the farm. I like it because it promotes healthy lean muscle mass, and I like that. I think that look is good on men and women. So let's see if we can't help you look just like me when you grow up. How about that? Calitren. I'm not being facetious, actually. I think this is a great program. Calitren, Calotren. Go to calitren.com. See all of the information that's there about how it works. See the people who have had great success. Get on the program, stay on the program, lose the weight, and keep it off. Go to calitren.com. Use the code DJV. And you get all kinds of special deals, special pricing, and free shipping. That's right now, Calitren, Calotren.com, code DJV for special savings and special treatment.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I'm pretty sure our new house might be haunted.
What makes you say that?
The furniture is levitating. Oh, and the ghost.
Welcome home.
Yeah, that's spooky.
You know what's really scary? Missing out on Geico for help with homeowners and renters insurance. Geico makes it easy to save a bunch.
Great! You're not sticking around, right?
The party's just getting started.
Happy Geico-ing. Call today and see how easy homeowners and renters insurance can be.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last. Because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever. The 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio. We have talk radio represented well by Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here usually every week with us from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen as we sort of pick apart the stories. All right. So the moment you've all been waiting for, Jensen tells us. Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Nice. Wow, I get the kazoo. That's awesome. So Democrats need to energize.
I got a couple of other tricks here, too, as well as that.
Democrats really need to energize the base. We're seeing a bunch of elderly people there debating each other with as much energy as they can possibly muster. Elizabeth Warren actually seeming like she's in her 60s. So what can the Democrats do to actually beat Trump? And right now, I think most of us agree, none of these candidates really stand out in such a way that they will decidedly beat Trump. So you energize the base. And we talked about Pete Buttigieg, a little bit green, but certainly young and enthusiastic, well-spoken, smart guy, not crazy. And how do you get the base motivated? Well, the DNC really has, I think, has to get behind a candidate, get behind strongly, and then in the spring, like around May, they announce their super vice president candidate, Michelle Obama. Not saying she would do it, but that, I believe, would be the face that would energize the Democrats in such a way that they could roll over Trump.
Well,
I think it could. I also think it would ensure the African-American vote would come out. And that this is key for them. They've got
awful?
To ensure the African-American vote
just,
will
think,
come out.
But think about
well,
what
no,
you
they
just
have.
Said.
No, not because she's black.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm
no,
just
not
saying,
because she's
isn't
black.
That well, you know what it is.
No,
kind
it's
of
not because she's black. She's black. It yeah. is because she is effective.
Yeah, she is effective. She's popular. She's sweet. She's smart. George Bush should vote for her, and that might be that's an optic that actually could be used. I don't feel it's silly to think that when you run for an office like that, you're not going to become political. I mean, Hillary is even, or somebody is beating the drum for Hillary someplace. Because every time I turn around, there's some other story. Well, will Hillary jump in at the last moment?
What a waste of time that is. What
a waste of time. But but you know, there are lots of stories and a lot of people who could do this. I thought that Michelle Obama was going to run for the Senate in Illinois. Say it again, Doc. Illinois. And that didn't materialize, or at least it hasn't
be
yet.
Very effective in the Senate. You know who, another one of these candidates who, you know, given an opportunity to actually speak and shine, has been a very effective politician and member of the cabinet, is Julian Castro. And again,
yeah. I don't know that much about him.
Tell
us a little about him, because he has
He's an interesting man. He's Julian Castro was a member of the Obama administration. He's a twin, which is always interesting. You know, these things are just interesting to people.
Do you remember that movie, Dave? Remember?
Yes.
That was about it.
Yeah. He was President Obama's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He was also the mayor of San Antonio. He's charismatic. Of course, he's bilingual, which does not hurt. It doesn't hurt.
Biggest problem? All right, Victoria. What? You may be right on every single level. You know what his biggest problem is?
Go on.
Why? He won't be elected because of his name.
Well, that's what they said about Barack Obama.
No. Castro, nobody knew another Obama. Everybody knows another Castro.
Everybody knows Castro. They do know Castro. Yeah. They do know Castro, but I don't know. And right. I'll tell you something else about Castro.
No, hold the rest of it for the next half hour.
Okay.
28 after. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough and ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Are you or a loved one struggling to hear despite using hearing aids? It might be time to ask a doctor about cochlear implants.
My cochlear implant gave me access to the sounds that I've been missing. I'm back to being me, and I'm unstoppable.
Cochlear implants are routinely covered by Medicare and most private insurance plans for those who meet the health plan criteria. Ready to be unstoppable? Call 833-700-HEAR to learn more and find a doctor near you. Again, that's 833-700-HEAR.
Sponsored by Cochlear.
Now to continue pursuing information and conversation about the hot hits from the News Talk Radio world this week. The research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, where Talkers Radio is, talkers.com. Find a list of the stories there if you'd like, the people on the list, et cetera, et cetera. All right, Victoria wants to tell us why Castro wins.
Oh, no, I wasn't going that far, but why it may not be as uphill a battle with his name as it might have been heretofore.
Yeah.
Okay. I use words like that.
Very good, yes.
Yeah. I also say nevertheless, things like that. So I'll tell you why. It's because President Trump has started making it easier to deport Cubans to Cuba. And this is making him less popular with Cubans in Florida than he was heretofore. Consequently, the name Castro may not be as unpopular as it was.
Maybe not with them, but with the general run-of-the-mill voter.
Well, the run-of-the-mill Trump voter who may have a problem, but he wasn't going to get those voters anyway.
How would you describe Who is the run-of-the-mill Trump voter?
I don't know, but I'm not going to attempt to, do a cartoon sketch. But President Trump has a core vote support of probably 35%, something like that. And it varies. And that's not going to change. And I don't think those people were going to vote for a Democrat if their name was Trump.
You think they'd be upset at me saying what I did about his mental health? The Trump supporters?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, that's an interesting theory. Next on the overview here of the charts, Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. The troop withdrawal situation might deserve a little of our time because it has so disrupted things in the president's own party. Mike Pence and what's-his-face Pompeo went over there to try the first shot at this Turkish president, whatever his name is.
Erdogan.
Said, I'm not talking to those guys. And then he did. This guy is, as far as I'm concerned, as bad as Hitler. He's lined up the Kurds. They've dug holes, built bulldozers digging holes, line up the Kurds on top of a hill, shoot them, throw them in the hole, hundreds at a time. So
they're committing war crimes now. They've also committed a war crime against
criminal.
A Kurdish woman politician, according to reporting this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Well, at any rate, I don't know why we're even talking to this guy. Somebody should put a bullet between his eyes like you should have done with Saddam or Arafat. What's his face? I always call him Arafat. I don't know why I do that. Assad, thank you.
The so-called ceasefire as of Friday had already been breached because it wasn't a ceasefire. It gave the Turks everything that they wanted. The Kurdish withdrawal, the Kurds don't have anywhere to go. So the Kurdish withdrawal, which is what the Turks wanted in the first place, so that the Turks got everything that they wanted, and the Kurds have been told that they have to withdraw, but there's nowhere to withdraw to.
All right, Lindsey Graham is an interesting player in this this act of the Donald Trump play. He's been friendly. They've played golf. He's been supportive. But, man, he's been about as outspoken contrarian when it came to Turkey as anybody on either side. And he's introduced a Turkey sanctions bill that goes beyond whatever the economic penalties are that Trump imposed, even though he seems to have been opposed to the withdrawal of the U.S. forces. So I'm trying to figure, Mr. President, quote, as much as I like you and want to work with you, I'm going to be consistent and I'll hold you accountable, as he talked about the bill. But he was talking about the feeling that a lot of Republicans have had, and they haven't expressed it quite as eloquently as he has. What the hell are you doing, basically, was the question. And
I think Lindsey Graham has a good handle on what needs to be done to keep ISIS at bay. And we have a lot of bipartisan anger at Trump on this here in Delaware as well.
Really?
Phone calls from people who identify as Republicans.
Tell us what your people are saying on your calls on your station.
It's a matter of loyalty. Here you have a group of people who did defend and save the lives of thousands of Americans in fighting ISIS, really in recent years as well. We had made certain promises to them about having their back and supporting them. Then President Trump says to Republicans, you need to be loyal to me. And yet look what he's doing with the Kurds. There is no loyalty whatsoever. That really angers people. And even the Rand Paul followers around here who say, yes, we need to get out of these foreign entanglements, have been saying, as have I, this is the wrong way to do it. You don't go later after you have all these murders and slaughtering people later and say, oh, can we have a ceasefire and let them go now? No. Instead of announcing on a Sunday, by the way, move or you're going to die, what the president should have done is in advance arrange for them to go somewhere and to be somewhere safe as opposed to just abandoning
them. I'm going back to what I said before. Donald Trump is not a planner. Donald Trump doesn't work well or play well with others. That's just the nature of the person. and you're not going to much change that. So you need to either realize that's what you're dealing with. Maybe somebody will modify him. I haven't seen anything about him since he became president or before in terms of his activities that has changed much, if at all. If anything, he's become more hardcore when it comes to the tweeting, when it comes to making decisions on his own and not talking to anybody. It's like he was on an island, or he thinks he is, or whatever, invincible. He's gotten to the point, again, back to the mental health issue, of thinking he is invincible. At least that's what it appears. I don't know what's in the guy's head. I'm just telling you what I observe. And he has all the markings of somebody who thinks that he is above it all. And that's not particularly good in the circumstance that we find ourselves in. You want to talk a little bit, Victoria, about the Brexit deal? I don't even begin to understand what the heck is going on. I kind of do, but I kind of don't.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would get Boris a blow dryer for his hair and the hair in his nostrils and the hair in his ears, too, maybe.
Yeah, that or a lawnmower.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Trimmer, big time trimmer. All right, so
Floby.
What do we
do
need
you remember
to know
the
about
Floby?
Yeah,
well,
no,
what we
Flymo.
Need to know.
The Brits have you know what a Flymo is? A lot of people here don't know. I used to have a place in England, and I used to love to mow the lawn with a Flymo. You plug it in. It doesn't have wheels. It's about an inch or two over the grass. It's a lot of fun, and that's what this guy needs for his hair.
Weed
so
whacker.
What is going on is, of course, you know, this show is on zillions of radio stations all over the weekend. So depending when it's aired, different things will have happened. But something momentous is happening in London at Westminster this weekend, which is that Parliament is sitting on a Saturday. It's being known as Super Saturday. Parliament has not sat on a Saturday because it doesn't like to sit on a Saturday because they're, you know, they're at home.
Yes.
like any governing body since the Falklands War, 1982. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's pretty momentous, and it's sitting because Boris wants them to vote on his Brexit plan, which he says got to be done. It's got to be done. Got to be done. Got to be done. It's got to be done because Boris thinks it's his way to win re-election. That's what re-election, win election. He wasn't elected by the people. So that's what he's got to happen now. And he also said he'd be dead in the ditch if they weren't out by October the 31st, which is Halloween. here's his problem. He doesn't have a majority in Parliament, and he relies on the DUP, which is a right-wing Northern Irish party, for his majority. There's 10 votes there, and they've said, no, we're not voting with you. So he's got a bit of a problem here. Of course, Labour, the left-wing party, have said, no, we're not voting with you either. But they are, like the Democrats in the United States, in utter disarray, running around like chickens with no heads. And the Remainers, as they're known, who want to stay in the EU, are equally disarrayed. They're running around like... there's a vulgar expression I can't use on the air, which is very funny.
Yes.
So nobody knows what they're doing, and it's possible that it'll get through. It's also possible it won't get through. If it doesn't get through, then there could be a hard Brexit, which, according to the Financial Times, which is a very reliable newspaper, means a total catastrophe for the British economy.
Yep.
So there you go.
There you go. All right, in a moment... Another policeman kills another black person. We get to that in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Roundup, the review of the hot hits in talk radio from this past week. I'm Doug Steffen. The stains that you have in your teeth. Let's concentrate on that for 60 seconds or so. You want to do that? Intensive stain removal? Here is the way to get rid of the stains that are on your teeth. Not toothpaste. No, no, no. And not those trays and the stuff that you buy, the strips. It's all garbage. It's not going to work. Well, what it does is make your teeth more vulnerable to tooth decay. But if you are smart and use power swabs, that's the natural ingredient that takes it extracts the stains from the enamel, doesn't eat into the enamel. So if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, get the all-natural way to whiten your teeth. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile and watch the stains start to disappear. Keep that up every 5 or 6 days, and before you know it, you'll be back to the original white color, that beautiful white smile that you want. Call 800-208-1797. Use Power Swabs. Do it the natural way, not the chemical way. 50% off the retail price using the DJV code 800-208-1797. Again, that's Power Swabs. Get the teeth whitened the natural way. 800-208-1797 to do it at half price.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Home Advisor. Okay, this is the Talk Ding Radio dong. Review. Ding dong. Victoria Jones is here. Rick Jensen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The Fort Worth policeman who killed the black woman without provocation. I don't think there's anybody who's looked at this and really examined it that thinks that this guy, this cop's got a leg to stand on or a hair to stand on. Am I right?
I think so. If I may, for people who don't know the story, the thumbnail sketch is the cops came up. She had a gun in her own home. The police did not identify himself. He shot through the window, killed her. How can this not be murder? Gun.
But they didn't. The cop didn't see the gun.
We don't know if he saw the gun.
Does it matter? Well, it doesn't. In this case,
he just said,
"Shoot
I'm
first
here.
And ask questions later." Yeah, it's just getting obnoxious, this whole thing. Did you see, this is a Beyond the Fold story, a quick reference to El Chapo's son. His name is Joaquin Guzman, and he's a baddie as well. He was in a Mexican jail, and surprisingly enough, a lot of his heavily armed pals shot up the bus he was on and released him. So now he's free. He was in custody. No more is he free. So you won't be seeing his dad ride around in a bus in New York probably anytime soon. That would be my observation. Rick Jensen, thank you for being here again. Victoria Jones, always a pleasure. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's iPhone season at Sprint, Polly.
Wow, that's exciting. Switch to Sprint and get
the new iPhone 11 or iPhone 11 Pro with amazing all-new camera systems. And now you can get iPhone 11
for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition.
Seriously, any condition.
And with Sprint's 100% total satisfaction guarantee, you can try out the network and see the savings for yourself.
Happy iPhone season! Don't you just love that?
What's not to love?
I just love it!
Celebrate iPhone season at Sprint. Switch to Sprint and get the new iPhone 11 for $0 per month when you trade in your iPhone 7 or newer in any condition. Get yours right now at your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
iPhone 11 64GB $0 a month and iPhone 11 Pro 64GB $12.50 a month, both after $29.17 a month credit for 18 months with Sprint Flex lease applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service. Cancel early. Remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. 30-day guarantee. Select exclusions apply. 30-day activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
Weekly countdown of the top five stories from the world of what we all have come to. We have, I'm kind of looking for a different way to get into this, the discussion about technology and how important it is to all of us, I think gets banal after a while. I'm trying to come up with something that's sexier, Victoria, but I don't know that I can.
Tech is tech.
Tech is tech. All right, let's get to the top five, starting at five. The posting of items online, yet another warning why be very careful.
Yeah, you have to really be careful, especially if you're a woman and especially if you live at home alone. So it's one of these things that it's a horrible, weird story. A Japanese man last month was arrested for stalking a pop star and then he attacked her at her home. And the way he found her, he studied photos that she had posted on Instagram and other social media sites. He saw that there was a train station reflected in her eyes in one of the pictures. He found the train station using Google Street View and then eventually used some clues to figure out where she lived and found, and then when she came home, he was inside her apartment and attacked her. So it, even though none of us are pop stars, it still is a really good reminder. Be careful of what you post online. Kim Kardashian will be the first one to tell you that when she posted the picture of her with that 20 carat ring that her husband had given her, that's the reason she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. They showed up. They didn't know who she was. They showed up and said, "Where's the rapper's wife?" And then she ended up going through a horrible ordeal and was robbed just because of what she posted online. This applies to don't post stuff if you've got a brand new flat screen TV. Don't post, you know, don't post your valuables online, because a lot of thieves now, they know when you're on vacation because everybody always posts when you're on vacation. And then they know what's in your house and what can be stolen. So you have to just be really, really careful.
Good reason not to take a vacation. There you go.
You would take that as the takeaway.
Number four, Walmart has a director fridge delivery service.
Yeah, well, right now it's available to over 1 million customers in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Vero Beach, Florida. And the service is going to roll out nationally after they test it out for a bit. This is a camera-equipped delivery service. It allows Walmart associates to enter into your home and then put stuff into your fridge. So it's $50 up front, and then Walmart will install a smart lock, and that will give their associates access into your home. Then there's a $20 monthly fee as well, and then that fee gets you unlimited deliveries, although you need to have at least $30 worth of items for the in-home delivery. They're basically copying what Amazon did with its Key Home service, so we'll see if it works for the Walmart customer. The jury is still out.
You know, I saw this thing about Marshall's doing an online store. Mm-hmm. Are they delivering as well? They're trying to get into the
e-commerce.
Yeah, well,
sure, you can order. Yeah, you can order online now at Marshall's. It's a big deal for people who love Marshall's.
Yeah. All right. Number three has Facebook with new policy that doesn't work.
Yeah, their new political policy for their ads is kind of backfiring. Last week, they said they had changed their advertising policies to exempt politicians and political parties from their new rules that ban misinformation. So essentially, no one can put an ad out saying that a product does certain things without, you know, without proof that it does. But a political candidate can put anything in an ad that they want. And as you can imagine, there are already lots of ads that the Trump campaign has purchased about Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren got in on this. She purposefully bought an ad with fake information, and just to prove the point that anyone, if you're running for office, anyone can lie. And Facebook basically is not backing down. They said, you know, we're not. They didn't make a statement, but they just keep taking the checks. So I guess that's what matters to Facebook. It's not integrity. It's just the money.
Yep, right. It's all about the. It's not about insight. That's for sure. Number two. Yahoo and its breach settlement.
Yep. This is another settlement idea that, like we've been saying, with all of these other big settlements that come along, and they very rarely ever trickle down to the people who were affected. But if you did have a Yahoo account, this means Yahoo email or Yahoo Fantasy Sports, Finance, Tumblr, and Flickr, you can sign up at yahoodatabreachsettlement.com and see if you can get a few bucks back from them.
And Yahoo, I'm sorry, the farmers... internet, there's the story. Mm-hmm. This is the story of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, according to a new study funded by the United Soybean Board, 60% of farmers in America say they do not have enough internet connectivity to run their businesses. And obviously, that's a crucial part of anyone's business in 2019. 59% of farmers who participated in the study said that they want to incorporate more data and internet into their operations, but they just don't have the service.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Buyer beware, I guess, much as anything else. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour. Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.